The ruling came in response to a lawsuit filed back in 2010 by officials in Nassau County. Several other municipalities in the lower Hudson Valley, Putnam and Westchester counties among them, later joined the lawsuit to have the MTA tax overturned. The tax was approved by former Governor David Patterson and the state legislature in May 2009 in order to avert service cuts as the MTA faced a record deficit. State Senator Stephen Salan says this should be a wake-up call for the MTA to restructure the way it does business.
Obviously, the recent court decision is great news for Dutchess County taxpayers, as well as the other so-called quarter pounders. Putnam, Orange, and Rockland, like Dutchess, are what I've always termed as revenue hostages to the MTA. Approximately 4,500 weekday riders use MTA stations in Dutchess County, and not all of them are Dutchess County residents. Some come from other counties, and that's, if you just take that number, it's about 1.5% of Dutchess County's population of approximately 300,000 people. And for that dubious distinction, it costs Dutchess County taxpayers $100 million. So, needless to say, this relief, which is from the most recent indignity, the payroll tax and the increased motor vehicle fees, it was, I'm sure, uniformly welcomed.
The tax, originally imposed as part of a bailout package to help the MTA, was intended to raise $1.5 billion to help close the Transportation Authority's $1.8 billion budget gap. Judge R. Bruce Cousins on Wednesday said the tax, quote, does not serve a substantial state interest, and therefore needed home rule messages which allows the state to engage in local matters. Ellen Daly, vice president of communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, says the chamber fought the MTA payroll tax since it was first imposed.
We've always said from the very beginning that if the payroll tax is so important to New York State, it should have been imposed on the entire state rather than just a certain area, many of whom residents of those areas do not even use MTA.
Harold King is executive vice president of the Council of Industry of Southeastern New York.
It's been a real hindrance to growth for the manufacturing sector. We did some calculations when the law was first passed that said that it turned out that the average wage of a manufacturing employee in the region was about the same as what the MTA payroll tax was going to be. So it turned out that pretty much the tax was going to cost an employee per company in the region. And we're looking forward to maybe the MTA looking at maybe making some changes and perhaps this burdensome tax being repealed.
King says his group has no illusions that the court decision will stand. The MTA, which operates the Long Island and Metro North Railroads and the New York City Transit System, says it will vigorously appeal the ruling. Ryan Lynch is the associate director for the nonprofit Tri-State Transportation Campaign. He says if the ruling holds, quote, it's a bad day for transit riders and for the economy in New York State.
Riders are going to be asked to be burdened with either reduced service or poorer service or higher fares. And, the capital program funds thousands and thousands of jobs throughout the state. So this is a bad day for New York State as a whole.
The campaign emphasizes that new revenues must be found through congestion pricing, tolling, or other means. The governor's office did not return calls for comment in time for broadcast. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.